Many people may not have been familiar with the term cardiomyopathy until this week when it was reported that country singer Randy Travis is in critical condition with a heart disease. Cardiomyopathy is a weakening of the heart muscles, usually due to a viral infection. A patient waiting a heart transplant at the University of Rochester Medical Center has been coping with cardiomyopathy for more than a decade. Fred Neustub is a retired math and special education teacher from Trumansburg near Ithaca. And Fred was kind enough to join us this morning. Fred, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
I am told that one of the things you miss the most since your diagnosis is running. You've run 5 marathons in your life?
That's correct, and that is true. I do miss the running.
What do you do to cope with these things you're missing, especially things like your running, which was so important to you?
Well, I use support whenever, wherever I can find it. My family is a great, huge support for me. At the hospital here, I walk. They allow me to walk all over the floor. So, and I've talked to a couple of guys here who've been here for much longer than me, and we walk probably 3 to 5 miles in the hallway, which I feel really proud about. And when I walk through the hallway, I meet a lot of very wonderful people having very dramatic experiences, and we share them. So it's quite interesting. But before I came in, my family was a good support, and people would walk with the dog. So it's basically my family and however else I could, hobbies I could work in there.
When did your doctors tell you that you needed a heart transplant?
Well, when I started out in 2001, my cardiologist in Ithaca said, at the end of the road, we may need a heart transplant. But that was the very beginning, and that was in 2001. And he said I had, congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, and then he was surprised to hear that I was running marathons and stuff. He said, no, Fred, you should not be able to do that. But his advice was exercise as I can, so I continued to run, and I ran a lot of, not any marathons since that point in time, but I ran 10 miles, I would exercise and jog with my friends maybe 30 miles a week up until this past year where it started to, my heart started to go downhill kind of rapidly. So now I'm at strong, waiting for a heart.
What do you think about the fact that cardiomyopathy is in the spotlight right now because this well-known country singer has been diagnosed with it?
Well, I'm kind of glad because I think it's, people need to talk about it and be aware of it, and that there's a lot of wonderful people who I've met here who have suffered with it for a long time and are sort of in the end part of congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, and could stay alive if they got a heart. And so what I'm hoping that happens as a result of some of this publicity is that people realize that organ donation is really a significant way of saving many, many lives, because I bump into these people's families. It's not just the patients themselves, but it's their children, their wives, their, it's a very large thing. And I was unaware of that, insensitive to that till I came in here. Now I'm very sensitive to it.
Yes, in fact, here in New York State, only about 22% of those eligible have signed up to be organ donors. You think attention to stories like this could change that, don't you?
I do think that, and that's my hope. So I'm sorry for Mr. Travis and his difficulties, but I'm hoping that something productive or positive will come out in terms of people's awareness.
Well, Fred Neustub, thank you for being here to share your story with us, and we wish you the best of health going forward.
Well, thank you very much. It's been completely my pleasure.
That's Fred Neustub awaiting a heart transplant at the University of Rochester Medical Center.